Esther 2, verse 9 says, "The girl pleased him and won his favor. Immediately he provided her with beauty treatments and special food. He assigned to her 7 maids selected from the king's palace and moved her and her maids into the best place in the harem." Let's pray together. Esther was given the best place in the harem, Jesus, but it was still a harem. She was competing for the privilege of being used. If she lost the competition, as all the girls but one would, she'd be kept in the harem for life, or at least until her beauty began to fade, at the beck and call of the king's every desire. To refuse anything he demanded would have resulted in instant death. Was it a terrible place to be? Yes. No. Yes, because of the indignity. No, because you placed her there for a far higher purpose, just as you placed me. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, amen. Hi, this is Steve. I hope you'll share this prayer with someone who needs it. To learn more, go to lazarou.com. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say?